Would they break?
That epoxy was for my podiums. Yeah.
That would be funny.
You must fear the power of epoxy.
Where's the PCM slot?
Yeah.
USB? I'll use that. Can I have a shirt? They're mine. Jim, can you give me an XL? Tom, can you give me an XL?
All right, everybody, we're going to make this fast because we have the organ harvesting to get to. Did anybody participate in the scavenger hunt? If she's the only one, then she won.
No one did the scavenger hunt. No one has a packet.
Brian DeLine's middle name. Dan. Daniel.
Brian, your middle name is Daniel?
Yeah. Oh. Dandelion.
Well, if there's any other contenders, like somebody else could win.
Well, okay. I not only know my middle name, but I've been here all 5 years.
Yeah, he knows Slut in German.
Yes, so do I. Yeah, Gerhard Schroeder.
I'm going to buy Rigel a pack of cigarettes in a second.
That's worth a lot of points.
That's worth some points.
That's worth a lot of points.
Yeah, if anyone wants like a lot of free T-shirts, go buy me like a couple packs of Camel Lights.
Hey, wait, now. We also have our Token Ring Mao and network cards, too.
Oh, I mean, sorry, you get a Token Ring Mao and network cards.
Yeah.
Never mind, no shirts for you.
Can I have one of the ones with the mouse on it?
No, we didn't make them that big. Lose weight. Anyway, I'd like to thank Dark Tangent for making all this possible. His support, financing our whole operation, backing us with all of his legal team and everything has been great. Thanks a lot to Dark Tangent.
Not everybody realizes this, but Rubicon is actually organized, funded, and arranged entirely by Dark Tangent. Entirely. It's actually his deal. And we just want to thank him once again, as every year. Yeah, he paid for the hotel. He paid for everything.
Right.
Did anybody do the GPS deal? Anybody? Yeah. Anybody? Oh, I think we have some contenders.
But no one got me my cigarettes. This is
all right. If you guys, if anybody did the GPS thing, come up from front.
Okay, everyone who did the GPS thing, come up from front. Oh, it's like cigarettes are like 10,000 points or something. No, I need like a full pack of them. I mean, I'll take these, but like, I need a full pack. Hey, these aren't even all Camel Lights. No, not Marble Lights. Those taste disgusting. How can you smoke those?
Yeah, beggars are awful fucking picky.
I'm not a beggar. I got a mic.
Best story?
Hey, I think we also have a impromptu DJ contest. The best DJ voted by me.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And it was DJ Dennis J., because he's better than the rest of you guys. I'm sorry.
Is Dennis down here?
Yeah, Dennis is sitting back there with that big, stupid coat and the smile on his face. Don't give him a shirt. He's too thin to wear them. Hey, does anyone have a good story?
We always give out a T-shirt for the best story of the con.
Well, actually, we usually give out a T-shirt for just about any story of the con.
All right, here.
Hey, Sodium, because you're calm and whatnot, and still here. No, we're going to get Sodium real quick. He's part of the mob, and we're going to show out some props. Hey, talk louder, and everyone else shut up. Come.
Yeah, sure. We'll just beat you with a chair if you get out of hand.
We really need wireless mics.
No, wireless mics are bad.
Wireless no, the 900 megahertz ones. They have 900 megahertz ones. Wireless mics on 900 megahertz. I don't think they're going to get jammed on 900 megahertz.
A picture is worth 1,000 words.
Oh, my.
What's that?
This gentleman gets a T-shirt, and if he tells us he'll send it to us, he gets two.
I don't understand.
That's not a black guy there.
That's open flag.
You just painted his face black.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we've been trying to pull the pants down too and do the ass tag, but he kept on fighting her off, so.
Oh my. So this man's shirt.
Well, basically, he got really trashed. He was the first one to pass out.
He passes out at every single party we have. So he passed out on the bed. He was the first one to pass out. And so people started writing shit on his face like we did last year. And then somebody made the suggestion, but somebody made the suggestion to cover his whole face with black charcoal. And they did his face, they did parts of his hands, they colored in one of his teeth with the Sharpie, they got his lips, they got everything. And he was, and he walked around as we were trying to take off his pants to like put his on his ass to ass tag him, because there was a big thing at that time, ass tag came out of it.
That's not cool. That's alcohol abuse.
I forgot.
You need to go to AA. That's not cool either. Subnetting is easy. Well, except for that weird stuff. Like that crazy fucking variable bit subnetting. That's just fucked up.
Does anybody else have any good stories for the con?
You have to come up here and tell them.
You have to come up here and tell them.
I like to call this story how Froggy owned my OpenBSD laptop without even trying. You see, Froggy was going through all of his floppy diskettes before coming to the con, and he decided he would bring them all to the conference and lay them around everywhere, just free. Anybody could have some. Well, I was talking with him on IRC, and I said, well, are you going to wipe those first? Do you know what's on them? He's like, ah, shit, they're all blank. I don't care if anybody gets anything. So I picked up a few, and I made some disk images. And at some point in the evening, I forgot that this floppy was in my drive. My box crashes. It's a 150 megahertz machine. It was running about 6 different compiles from ports at the time. So I power cycle the box, bring it back up, and it doesn't boot. So I pop out the OpenBSD CD, which it had been trying to boot from, I think, because the ThinkPad can't boot from that. And then I realize there's a floppy in the drive, so I pop that out too. And sure enough, OpenBSD starts booting, and I get to kernel panic. And the panic is, you know, boot device is of length 0. So I go up to the room, grab an OpenBSD boot floppy, and fire it up, and fire up disk label. And I was about to fusk when I fired up disk label and saw that I had an I and a J disk label that started past the end of the hard drive. So yes, Froggy owned my OpenBSD laptop using a DOS-based boot sector virus that overwrote my disk label.
If you happen to have picked up a free disk and you get Jerusalem, it's not my fault. Thank you.
We always give out a prize, too, for anybody who broke the 3 time zone rule. If anybody doesn't know what that rule is, basically, if you cross more than 3 time zones to come to Rubicon,
what the fuck were you thinking?
You came too far. And usually, it always goes to KK. But I think he already has a t-shirt. Unless you want another one. No. You could probably trade that.
Hey, that guy right back there.
All right, I'm only giving out one more, though.
You throw like a girl.
I don't know anything else.
Is that it? Everybody else wants to do planes.
Do you want a GPS one? We just grab the laptop with the image.
Oh, yeah, the GPS.
Yeah.
Out of the 10 of them, the last 2 we found, but we weren't interested in getting pulled over to get the images.
All right, let me see.
Where were those things anyway? I don't even know.
I have no idea.
Scattered around in hidden locations throughout Dearborn.
I'll take the mic. I don't know if I can say anything for a minute, JT. Hey, everyone, JT turned 21. He came into his birthday with a 0.19 alcohol level.
JT, when's your birthday? When's your birthday? Oh, mine was yesterday. I'm not 21.
And Brian's 30.
Fucking liar. 27.
Yeah, we had a portable blood alcohol. Those things are largely inaccurate. Yeah. Oh, wow. The lightning box that I confiscated from USA Geek. Don't put this in your pocket.
Oh, by the way, can I have a cigarette pack, please, if you're not going to give me points for them?
You don't smoke.
I know.
No. I'm going to smoke them. You're not getting points. It's a full pack of Camel Lights. They're not even all Camels. No, I'm pretty sure it says Camel Lights.
No. I think it's pack a pack of cigarettes.
Right, a pack. All right. 20 cigarettes come in a pack.
Is anyone unfortunate enough to still be using Token Ring in their networks?
What?
Is anyone still using Token Ring in their networks?
Exponentially divide them. Exponentially divide them.
I have a MAO over here. Do you want it?
No. How do you get a... I mean, you can't have a 100 megabit MAO, can you?
It takes minutes.
So they come in 16 seconds.
Does anyone here use 100 base VG IndyLAN? I just wanted to know. It's fucking cool. It's really awesome.
What? Do I want to say something?
Can we dim the lights?
Hey, guys in the back, fuck with the lights. Wow, you really suck.
There you go.
All right, we should start with the most interesting story.
Yes, okay. So let's... Whoa, microphone. Cool. We started out mid-afternoon, having no idea what the fuck we were doing, grabbing whatever gear was floating around in my truck, which is a remarkable quantity, but of course did not have what we needed. With a marine GPS by Slash, which was having its batteries die and doesn't know how to do decimal degrees, it has to be... it was absolutely nuts, and we're hunting around for the first victim of this contest, and we're typing in coordinates. We have calculators out trying to do coordinate conversion, trying to figure out where stuff is. We are staring at stuff, and I make a left turn, and what do I find? A car rolling over.
As we pulled up,
watched the car impact and roll over, minivan with a pin in. This was our afternoon. After dealing with the local police enforcement and calling 911 and getting help there, they informed us to get the hell out of the area, and we did. At which point, we marked that section as off limits for a while. We just took the map and said, this road we won't be going on. It's blocked. So we decided to work on the next one. This was the one with the hint, Creamer. It's in the middle of a cemetery. It's a gravestone. A can't read that, Marie.
Beloved wife, Marie W. Creamer. May 15th, 1973.
Yeah, there was an SUV in front of us. I don't know who they were. If it was anyone in this room, stand up and be recognized. You were in there at the same time we were. At that point, we got lost, ran around, clicked various people off. let's see. What's the next one we went after? There's... Oh, yeah, that was funny. Driving along, and I look up in my rearview mirror, and I find this car sitting there, which was covered in stickers. And I go, damn, it's Rice Burner. And somebody turns around and looks at it and says, no, it's not. It's a what? It was a, I don't remember.
It was a Corvette with a Type R logo on it.
At which point I said, it's got a, or somebody said, it's got a Type R logo on it. It's a Rice Burner. I don't care what it is. Let's see. The next one we found, 20 mile an hour. There is a horrible, nasty interchange that goes 6, 8, 10 directions. I can't tell. I stopped counting after a while. What is it?
It's actually the Southfield Freeway, like M14
like 96 interchange, if anybody's familiar with the area?
It's confusing as hell. We went on every single ramp hunting for the 20-mile-an-hour sign. It's not on any of the ramps. It's on a service road. Back in the area where you think twice about driving at all. We went through it 5 times. I'm from Lansing. Detroit is not home for me. I'm sitting there going, are we dead certain we want to get these points? And Timmons, of course, here is wonderfully informing me, yes, you want these points. I said, okay. And we kept going. It's horribly nasty because we did all of this at night like idiots.
That and we jumped out of the car and we didn't wait for the lens to warm up.
Yeah, so
everything is a little
there's the 20-mile-an-hour sign. There were 3 of them down there. Had to hang a left. There was a train. 4 of them?
There's
I missed one. Okay. Missed one of them then. There was a cluster of 3 of them that was obvious to us. And that was the first big point value one at some obscene number of points. Yeah. It's 2,000 points on that one. We did all the hard ones first because we're stupid like that. What are you pulling up now?
I'm not quite sure. I'm zoomed in too far.
Okay. Fix that. More street signs in the area.
I tried taking pictures from the wrong way.
Yes. That was the, oh, yes. The next one is the, what was
the
it?
Phallic.
Location number one, phallic. This has, of course, brought horrible ideas of what somebody might have come up with. What we eventually found is after driving around and staring at which way the GPS was pointed, we said, oh, it's the smokestack in the distance. And we said, now how the fuck do we get to it? Turns out that if you drive under yet another one of the service roads in that entire nasty ramp complex and cut an immediate right at a stop sign or a yield sign for somebody else, there's this MDOT place, which, as best I can tell, hangs on to SALT.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
We
have the gate in front of it. You can't see this because, of course, I've yet to mount the deer spotter on my car and can't light up everything yet. Give me time. There was a gate in front of it, which we have buried somewhere in this mess of photos. Load.
There we go.
Yeah, that was the gate that's actually in front of it. By the way, right in the center, that was open, so somebody could have easily crawled in there. We weren't interested. It was the middle of the night.
The gate was bent enough to create a person hole.
Yes, I could have fit through it, and I wouldn't have to work at it.
It was still chained shut.
We were at the dead end of a two-way street, dead end, middle of the night. Okay, we got the photos, and we moved on with our lives. So that was phallic. What was the next one we did? Four.
Location four. 2,000 points.
Yes. I don't remember what it was.
Now we have to remember what the hell it was.
Yeah.
I think it was an intersection.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. This was a school intersection. There's a school right on one of the corners. There's the street signs where it's at. As best I can tell, there's nothing interesting there. If there's something interesting there, we're supposed to find somebody. Tell me.
No, it's just a random intersection.
Okay, cool. We're standing there looking around going, it's just an intersection.
What do they want?
There's nothing interesting here. Next victim. That's not.
Got to learn to type in the dark.
And, you know, drug-free school zone. Best guess is.
Selling drugs there.
Okay. Number 5. This one was the hint 734-248-810. You know, selective availability may be in play right now because based on the altitude measurement on that one, it's about, another 60 foot above that. However, if somebody took an altitude on the ground and got it in meters and then added the feet from the ground to the box and wrote that down as meters, that I'd believe. That's the best guess we have as to what that was supposed to be. That was dead on coordinate-wise.
Was that right next to a parking structure?
Yes.
In the parking structure, one of the parking spaces is number 313.
We've seen that. But what does 734 and 810 have to do with it?
Well, if you think, like, 734, 248, 810, like, what's missing? 313.
We have a picture of that.
We have a picture of that. We can go dig that up. We dug our way through the parking ramp, too. I drove around in circles.
I was almost thinking we should just take a picture of every spot in the parking lot.
Bits are cheap. We know how to use them. We have pictures inside the parking ramp if you want us to dig those out. We're stupid enough. I was also thinking about the apartment complex down the street and perhaps apartment numbers. And that would have been interesting. Next victim. Let's see. I don't know which ones we did next. Paul?
Yes, CompUSA.
Oh, yeah. We typed it in, and it was sort of like, ooh, it's the CompUSA right outside the front door. Yeah. No, we didn't do these in any sane and logical order.
The GPS said, hey, look, this is closest.
I burnt 100 miles on my car, and I didn't leave Dearborn.
He's not exaggerating.
I am not exaggerating. I will show you the odometer if you want me to. I fueled up halfway through this, and I have 80 miles on it right now. We drove these roads back and forth, and my car sticks out like a sore thumb. It's really, really bad.
All right, here's the Ameritech CO.
Yes.
It's a really bad picture.
So horrible.
We'll get another one.
Yeah. Well, this is, of course, the one where we were going for when we ran into the left turn with the auto accident going after it. So in the middle of the night, we're driving into the Ameritech CO and snapping pictures of it. I wonder if I'm going to get run for being a terrorist.
Not in Dearborn.
Yeah, not in Dearborn.
I don't know about this place. Let's see. There were a couple of other ones. What else did we get? That's the Ameritech one. I think I've hit most of them. There was one of them which was, as best I can tell, buried over in a residential section after driving through the same street three times.
We noticed a police car parked up.
An unmarked but deer spotter and government plates police cruiser sitting in the street precisely on the location where it was, at which point I said, I am not taking a fourth pass down the street in the same direction.
And taking a photograph.
And taking photographs. I can just see it stop right next to the unmarked but obvious police cruiser with the camera taking pictures of the houses on both sides of the road. No. What was the last one?
What was that one, Jim?
What's this one?
I think number 9 was supposed to be a Taco Bell somewhere in Japan.
Okay. We were off then. That's quite...
There, there's a typo.
Yeah.
In front of the Taco Bell.
The other team found it.
Okay, yeah. We missed that one. We found a police cruiser.
At least the police cruiser didn't find you.
Yeah. This is true. And there was one more.
The Ford headquarters that appears to be the lobby, and it was like, 3 in the morning. We weren't going to go in there.
Yes.
Right.
And after driving around in the lot in a GMC for a while, I said, okay, I'm just leaving. But I think we got all the hard ones. Whatever value of hard was in here.
Who else was involved in that contest?
I see somebody with a hand.
Well, that was the other team.
Yeah.
How many points did you guys get?
We didn't get all of it.
We got all the heavy. We got a lot of the heavy points, but we didn't get the Ford Center. We didn't get, I believe, the ones.
Yeah. All right. So I think these guys won. GPS challenge. Yeah. Even though I already gave shirts to the other team, I'm going to have those back now. Can somebody turn the lights on again? Or try? There we go. Anyway, help yourselves by all means. I don't know. Anything else? Jason, you want to say anything? Rigel?
Yeah, we didn't come up with any missing phone booths, so you didn't
Well, first of all, it wasn't my job to prevent people from doing phone booths. It was just to give them an idea that there was other things they could do. Yeah, hired. Yes, exactly. Do want to say that this con actually exceeded my expectations in what went on. Every talk that I attended, I really enjoyed. I couldn't attend all of them, but I did go through a few really wonderful ones. The impromptu one given by Mr. K was particularly enjoyable because he got to suit up in some sort of bizarre uniform fetish, and I always like that kind of a thing going on here. The first game show went along very well. I felt like a piece of pork being hit by a mallet, but it was kind of fun.
I was amazed at how many times people could say fuck in the procedure of a contest. That was very nice. Speeches, I thought, went well that I gave. I liked them. I'm not too ashamed. I will have a site up on textfiles.com. It'll probably be /RubyCon, and I'll put in anything that I have, any of my Apple II porn images or how to do that, any pictures I've taken, perhaps MP3s of speeches that I have that I've recorded, anything else like that. So you can always go there if you're seeking out desperately for what fun things there could be to always have you remember this special time here at this con. Thank you to the organizers for both inviting me to be the keynote and still letting me speak, and a big thank you to them for pulling off a con that, I think it's actually one of the best that comes out there. The idea of a hacker con is a very interesting idea, and, you know, to actually pull off one where people come away and have a good time and enjoy themselves and don't feel, nobody here feels too ripped off, do they?
Yes.
Bargain? Okay, wait. I don't mean ripped like drunk. Okay. Oh, I see that. You mean, wait. That is true, actually. Froggy did lose things, but somehow still managed to have a good time. I think he gets a special award for not storming out of here and being pissed. It always sucks when your shit's gone, because you were using it, and it's yours. And I'd be pretty damn pissed. I don't have anything, anyone have any questions they wanted to yell at me before I go away and out of your lives? Yes? Your Mac version of the Ghost Recon CD. It's a video game.
Try it.
Stealing from Echo, man. Yeah, you can see the mic.
I got a question for you. Where are your puppets?
I think the MP3 box didn't get stolen this year. Thank you all. I'm glad we could actually have that. Hopefully they'll be online as soon as possible to suck up more of Ben's bandwidth. I don't know if we're likely to be back at this hotel. I'd love to be. I mean, what's everyone's opinion about it? I want to. I like this hotel. What's that? Oh, yeah. The lobby is fucking awesome. It was not really. Prospects seem positive, to quote Jim. I don't know. What else is there?
I have an elevator. I have a story. Finally. My one story I can give you is that when I got over to the elevator last night dressed up, like I was dressed up last night, there were 9 little girls. You might have seen them running around. There were 9 little girls all waiting quietly at the elevator, and they had pressed the button, but you do what you socially do, and I pressed the button too. And I got into the elevator and turned around, and 9 little girls stared at me until the door closed.
It's always good to see the IQ. I know a lot of you guys are members of local Linux groups, user groups, involved in the scene in your local areas. If any of you guys have resources for us, speakers, people that want to get involved, just drop us an email. You know, we'll talk to the people and see what we can do about bringing them in next year. But I know that all of you know a lot of people, so you know, if we can bring some more talent in here, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, so as Brian hinted at, next year looks like a go, depending on... Yeah. Right, so you never know, there might be a Rubicon 6. Keep your fingers crossed. The hotel hasn't gotten back to us with a damage bill yet.
There will be a Rubicon
666. No. That was the dumbest thing I've heard all weekend. I don't know. I guess this is kind of where I'm going to be here tonight, and I'm going to be getting drunk. Anyone else who wants to hang out tonight, hey, I'll be here getting drunk. All right.
All right, in that case, let's close this place deja vu style. All right, everyone, time to go. Come on. Come on, get up.
All right, let's go.
Thanks for coming, everybody.